time for a Masters update. Thanks to the Titleist Pro V1 and Pro VX, Pro V1X, the number one ball at the Masters. Mark Hayes from Golf Australia has been good enough to join us. I think he's in the middle of something at Huntingdale that's pretty important. Welcome to you, Mark. Great to have you on.
Thanks for dobbing me into the bosses there, Dwayne. I appreciate that.
No, well, you haven't teed off yet, so you're sweet. tell us about last night. Justin Rose, 7-under, and a bit of a spread leaderboard beyond that.
Yeah, an amazing day of golf, because we remember in November when we last played the Masters in full COVID conditions, how wet it was and how much dartboard golf was going on and the really low scores and Dustin Johnson winning at 20-under. And today, there was only a handful of people under par at all, and Justin Rose himself was 2-over through 7 holes and then caught fire. He finished with 9-under, his closing 11 holes to get to 7-under, 65, and leads by 3. Actually, leads by 4, rather, and it's one of the biggest first-round leads we've ever seen in Masters history. So it was an incredible 2 hours from Justin Rose, but there's a big gap between him and the rest of the field.
So of those that are chasing, Jordan Spieth and John Rahm and Mark Leishman, they're kind of a long way off, but if they can get it cranking, they're still in contention at least.
Absolutely. No, there's pretty much everyone's still in the mix, and it depends. If Justin Rose has 4 good rounds, he's going to be hard to run down. But, you know, the history tells you that doesn't happen very often. And there's a heap of guys, including 4 of the 5 Australians, excluding Jason Day, who are still well in the mix in terms of the tournament, pending what Justin Rose does, of course. And Jordan Spieth, you mentioned there, finished pretty well. I think he's 1 under par from memory, but he had a triple bogey 7 on the 9th, which sort of extended his chances for a while, and without that, he'd be right in the hunt too.
And Bryson DeChambeau, 4 over, so you'd just about be confident to say he can't win it.
Yeah, I'm nearly prepared to stick a fork in him. Not so much for the score, Dwayne, as just the way he went about it. He had no feel and no touch, and the greens were that hard and fast. It was incredible, and without touch on that course, I don't think he can win. So, you know, he's too far back already by logic, but just by watching him, you definitely say that another chance for another major is gone for Bryson.
Mark, I know you're about to be caught up to the first, so good luck out there at Huntingdale. Let's hope you carve it up.
Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate it, mate. See ya.